In our lesson today, I'm speaking from the book of Psalms. Verse 2, it reads like this: He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The lessons that I have been teaching was inspired by the Holy Spirit after reading Philip Keller's book on A Shepherd Takes a Look at the 23rd Psalm. In his book, he brought to my mind things that I may not otherwise taken notice. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, the writer says. He maketh me. That does not mean that he forces me, that he compels me to lie down. It means that because of him and what he has done, his kindness, his graciousness, his love for me causes me to lie down in green pastures. And the thing that I have learned about sheep is that they will not lie down unless or until some requirements are met. Sheep are timid creatures by nature and will not lie down unless they are free from all fears. And because of the social behavior within their flock, sheep will not lie down if there is friction among others in the flock. If sheep are tormented by flies and other parasites, they will not lie down, relax and rest and sleep. And if sheep is hungry and feel the need to be searching for food, you will find them roaming, searching for something to quench their hunger, to feel their emptiness. Sheep must have a sense of this freedom from fear, tension, aggravation, and hunger. And what's so significant about this is that the shepherd himself is the one who provides the release from these anxieties. These are the four factors that will keep the sheep from lying down, from resting, from being contented and quiet. It will keep them from flourishing. A flock that is always agitated, always distracted, disturbed, never does well. The same is true of people when they feel agitated, disturbed, bewildered, or fearful. When people have that empty feeling within them, they are hungry. You will find them always roaming, searching for something that will fill their emptiness. A lot of times they search in the wrong place. They feel that what they need is at another place, and so they stay on the move. They are not contented with that which the world has provided. There's a longing in their souls that only the good shepherd can supply. They are hungry. They are wanting something to fill this empty void. The world cannot satisfy this hunger. The world cannot fill this void. Higher education, a new car, a new house, a new wife, even a new job. So they continue to search, looking for something. But oh, Jesus offered himself as the bread that would fill their hunger, as the true living water that would quench their thirst. He offers himself as the shepherd that would prepare for them a table that would cause them to lie down in green pastures, lie down with peace and tranquility, lie down in a quiet place with plenty. In Matthew, the 11th chapter, I want you to listen to the invitation that the Good Shepherd has extended to all of us. He said, "Come unto me, all you that labor, I will give you rest."
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.